Welcome to a podcast of Beyond the Book, a presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center. Copyright Clearance Center is the world's largest provider of copyright compliance solutions through a wide range of innovative licensing services and comprehensive educational programs for authors, publishers, and their audiences in academia, business, and research institutions. For more information about Beyond the Book and Copyright Clearance Center, please go to www.beyondthebook.com.
Welcome to Beyond the Book. This is Chris Keneally, Director of Author Relations for the nonprofit Copyright Clearance Center, and we are looking ahead to an important event at the end of May, the 25th Annual Publishing University, sponsored by the Independent Book Publishers Association. And we have on the line with us right now Terry Nathan, who is the Executive Director of IBPA. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here today.
And indeed, likewise for us, we've been enjoying the opportunity over the last few months to talk with some of the speakers who will be on Publishing University's curriculum, as it were, this year, and we'll remind people about that shortly. But I want to point out first that it is the 25th annual Publishing University, and you know, anniversaries like that are often an opportunity to look back. But it's clear from the title of the program this year, The Future of Publishing, that this is something that is very much forward-looking. But talk about that for a moment, go down memory lane and tell us how things have changed for Publishing University, but then also tell us what direction you're hoping to take things.
Okay, well, yeah, thanks. That's quite a bit to cover. We'll do our best to keep it concise here. But
we're just trying to tease people and make them excited. So
very good, very good. Right. Well, yeah, the theme, The Future of Publishing, How to Thrive in a Digital World, the industry is changing at light speed. I mean, it literally, I have no idea what I'm in for when I come into the office every day. There's that much change happening. When I first started with this group in 1992, it was our seventh or eighth annual then, and the world of book selling, the world of publishing was a much more stable place. It just, you knew what to expect, you knew who the players were, you knew where to find the bookstore buyers, and it all made sense. And I don't know, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, all kinds of new opportunities presented themselves, which really just changed the landscape of the whole world of independent publishing and publishing in general. And our publishing university has really been in front of the wave for years and years now on the latest trends that are coming out in the industry. So this year's theme, The Future of Publishing, I think it's very timely. It's we're going to have people from the Sony ebook reader on panels. We'll have some very successful independent publishers that are right on the cutting edge. We have a lot of topics like ebooks, Web 2.0, social networking, all kinds of things to let our members and independent publishers as a whole get a grasp of where the industry is heading.
And as you said, there's a lot going on. I mean, we just heard today about Amazon, which has done so much to transform the book selling business, has now proclaimed itself a book publisher, and probably not to anyone's surprise, really. So, as you point out, the only thing you can expect to happen in the industry is for more change to occur. And for people attending Publishing University, it can seem, I'm sure, rather like that expression, drinking from a fire hose. There's such a lot to get to in the course of the 2 or 3 days that you'll be there. Have you got some advice for people who might be first-time attendees, how to attack that, well, some advice for people who are coming back so that they get something out of it this time, too?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. There is such an overwhelming amount of information. It can be intimidating wherever you go in the book industry. And for first-time attendees, we really have identified a block of courses that are directed to help publishers that are new to the marketplace, the basics of book publicity, you know, four golden rules publishers must teach their authors, or if they are the publisher and the author, they must teach themselves to be successful in the world of publishing. We've broken our sessions down and identified likely sessions to take for different types of attendees, like a first-time attendee, a returning attendee. We have an advanced track the first day, kicked off by Sarah Nelson, the former editor-in-chief of Publishers Weekly, and she's going to speak to that group on the unique role of independent publishers. So while we have a lot of sessions that are directed at the future of publishing, we always keep our eye on the nuts and bolts of publishing as well, and we will always present some of those courses in our university to help beginning publishers get a grasp of the industry, things like the basics of publicity, the basics of book finance, you know, basic issues, legal issues, you know, that sort of thing.
Right, and, you know, I think we could direct people to thepublishinguniversity.com, where there's a number of FAQs, and you really lay out there so that people should plan ahead and maybe think about, you know, choosing blocks of classes, so as you say, on publicity, on sales and marketing, on editorial and printing problems, and so forth. And what I was thinking as you were just speaking, Terry, is that while the change that's been going on and the accelerating pace of it certainly makes for a challenging environment, it's also, I would expect, making things just that much more inviting for people. There probably are a lot more people involved in independent book publishing than in the past, just because it's so much easier to get started. It's probably a lot harder than ever to stay in the business, but certainly getting started is easier than ever. Is that true?
I would agree wholeheartedly. Yeah, it is easier to get started in the business. And as a matter of fact, my opinion is the future of book publishing will see a lot more coming from the independent publishing sector as the large publishing houses pull back. And we've seen it a lot as the recession has hit and the economy's been heading down. A lot of the larger houses are just cutting back on everything, and it's really opened the door for small and independent publishers to fill a lot of voids being created.
Right, and the big publishers have got a tremendous infrastructure to support, which makes them less agile than an independent who can, you know, change that much more quickly because they're not supporting, you know, an enormous infrastructure.
Very true, and couple that with what we were just talking about with the literally daily or hourly changes happening in the industry, and it's in my opinion, you know, probably not too long before you see independents really dominating the marketplace.
Well, you know, there have been some studies recently undertaken by the Book Industry Study Group that have really been showing this and backing this up. This is not just IBPA Executive Director Terry Nathan who says this. There are a lot of good, hard facts to support what you're saying, and I think we're going to see more of that in the future. Last year was an important one for you in that you renamed the organization as IBPA. Can you let us know if there's any news coming out of the organization itself?
You're right. It was a big year. Our association, we're in our 26th year now, and started out as a small group of publishers in Southern California, quickly realized it was something that would be needed nationwide. We graduated to what was called Publishers Marketing Association with marketing as the focus. Didn't take long for us to realize that education was just as important. Slowly became known as the voice of independent publishing and became an advocate for the rights of a lot of these smaller and independent publishers. So we changed our name from PMA, or Publishers Marketing Association, to the Independent Book Publishers Association, as you said. And it's just a better reflection of the breadth of service that we're offering to the industry. And we do have some great things happening here at IBPA now. We've just sort of revamped our member benefits program. This is these are discounts on all different types of business services that help publishers. And when an economy gets this way, there isn't a time more than now that publishers really need to look to groups to lean on their ability to get discounts using their collective strength. And so we've got a lot of great benefit, money-saving benefits for publishers. We're continuing to connect with distributors, which is one of the biggest challenges for some of the smaller publishers. We're working very closely with a company called Independent Publishers Group out of Chicago. They've just launched, and we're partnering with them on this, a program called Small Press United, which is going to allow distribution for a much larger number of members. So we're very excited about that program.
Well, that's great. People can certainly come and speak to you about that. You will be not only at your own program, Publishing University, but there will be an IBPA presence at Book Expo itself, which follows immediately afterwards.
Yeah, that's right. We're in booth number 2943 there, and I'm there literally all the time, so I'm happy to talk to anybody coming by.
Right. And as serious as some of the issues are facing the industry, there's an opportunity to do some celebrating, too. You'll be handing out the annual Ben Franklin Awards. Tell us what that event's like.
Yeah, that's a great event. It's really a celebration of the hard work that our members and really the industry at large has put in throughout the year. We have the culmination of our publishing university is the Ben Franklin Awards celebration. We had more than 1,400 entries this year in 50 different categories. We've got 165 judges all located all around the country that are professionals in the industry, bookstore buyers, designers, librarians. And these folks work hard for about 8 months judging these books. And the end result is, three finalists are named in each of these categories, and a winner is announced at our Benjamin Franklin Awards celebration. And It's just a great evening and a great way to celebrate some of the best books being published today.
Well, something to look forward to. And finally, Terry, as we look at the future of publishing, it involves one internet giant. We've already mentioned Amazon. There's another internet giant looming as well, and that, of course, is Google. And it was in October last year that a proposed settlement came out in the case that pits the Office Guild and AAP against Google, and a settlement that has an impact on literally every publisher in the United States. There was a deadline for submitting your response to all that as a publisher in early May. That's now been extended until September. You've covered the issue well at IBPA. There was an important article about it in The Independent recently. Any updates on that?
Google is this is one of those issues that if I had to guess, I'd say half of the industry feels that this is exciting. It's going to be a great opportunity for a lot of people. The other half is probably saying, good God, who is this industry giant taking over the entire industry? It is a very complicated issue, this Google book settlement you're talking about. Or there's a class action suit in place now that was driven by the Authors Guild and the AAP, among others. But basically, Google I think back in about 2004, began to digitize books, and some were with permission, and others were just straight out of libraries around America. And these groups have caught up with them and are now holding them responsible for for their rights. And it is an extraordinarily complicated issue. There's a deadline to opt out of this settlement. And that deadline has been extended into September. And as you said, we had an article in one of our recent newsletters written by our legal counsel, Jonathan Kirsch, who is just, he's one of the most brilliant men in the world of book publishing, in my opinion. He's written, I think, 12 to 15 books himself, so he's an author. He's a reviewer for the Los Angeles Times. He's an attorney that specializes in copyright and publishing issues. He knows the industry inside and out. And he's taken this issue and really made it understandable in this article. In addition, he recently presented a webinar that dealt with this Google Book settlement that is very informative, and I'd be happy to share the link to that, which is too long to say over the line here.
Well, we'll make clear to people when we post your interview that they can go there for that information, because I'm sure that having a resource like IBPA to understand that, I'm always telling people about when I was a reporter in Belfast, we used to say that if you're confused, you're beginning to understand the problem, and I think that is...
it couldn't be used at a better time than with this Google Book settlement.
Absolutely. So anyone who's a member should feel free to turn to IBPA for some helpful advice and a bit of hand-holding if necessary.
Yeah, if that issue isn't enough, then we can talk about the Consumer Product Safety Act, which is for another day, I think.
All right. Well, listen, Terry, we've enjoyed speaking with you. Terry Nathan, the Executive Director of IBPA, telling us a bit about what's coming up in New York City from May 26th to 28th, the 25th Annual Publishing University, looking at the future of publishing, how to thrive in a digital world. All the information you need about that is online at thepublishinguniversity.com. Terry, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
This is Chris Keneally for Beyond the Book, and we look forward to seeing you at Publishing University and at Book Expo later in May. Thanks for listening.
Beyond the Book is an educational presentation of the not-for-profit Copyright Clearance Center, with conferences and seminars featuring leading authors and editors, publishing analysts, and information technology specialists. Beyond the Book is the premier source for knowledge on the latest business issues facing today's dynamic publishing industry, from initial research to final publication and beyond.